Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Thank you that it's all about you. That it's only about you, Holy Spirit. It's only about you, Lord of Lords. It's only about you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. It's never about us, oh God. It's only about you, my Father, my Redeemer. It's only about you each and every morning. That we can cry out to you, oh God, we can cry out to your presence, we can cry out to you, you are Father, you are all in all, Jesus. There is no one else like you, God, none in the heavens, none that deserves the praise, none that deserves the worship, none that deserves the adoration, Jehovah God, you are worthy, you are holy. Precious Savior God, you are holy, you are worthy to be praised and adored, you are worthy to be lifted up on high, you are worthy to be lifted up on high, you are worthy to be glorified, precious Redeemer, you are excellent, O God. There is no one else like you, God. I worship you, God. I adore you. I magnify you, Lord. I lift up your name, O God. Thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness, for your hand, for your kindness, Jehovah God, the Lord, you are God. There is none in the heavens, none on the earth, O God of hosts, Jesus. You are mighty, O God. You are mighty to be lifted up on high. I adore you. I adore you this morning. I adore you, Lord of Lords. I adore you, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. I adore you, Shire Bata Karabata Kabashi, the Karabutu Kubashi, the Kidikura Batakashi, the Kidikura Batasi, Rebata Kashi, the Kidikura Batakabashi, the Kidikura Batatadadadadadadadasa, Mia Karabata Kashi, the Kidikura Batakarabutu Kubashi, the Dedakarabata Kabashi, the Kerebata Kaboshi, the Kidikura Batakashi, the Dididi. Maya karaba tikede butoko bakashi dekere butoko bahasa da 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 karaba tikoko bakashi da 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 karaba tikoko bahasa da 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 om bakashi de karaba tikoko bakashi de mba karaba tikede bahashi de karaba tikoko bahashi da da miya karaba tu si de baya karaba takasende de Heavenly Father, you are God, you are holy, you are worthy to be praised and adored, you are worthy to be lifted up on high, you are worthy to be glorified, precious Savior, we adore you. We adore you, we adore you, we lift up your name, O God of God, Jesus. Thank you that you are God, and there is no one else like you, God. We adore you, we lift up your holy name, faithful Father, O God, you are God. You are holy this morning, you are holy, that we can worship you, God, that we can adore you, we can magnify you, Lord. We thank you that you are a faithful Father, you are a faithful God, you are a faithful King, O God. All that we can do is count on you, all that we can do is depend upon you, all we can do is wait upon you, oh God. On our own, we can do nothing, on our own capacity, we can do nothing, oh God. It is you that we need, it is you that we depend upon, it is you that we trust in, oh God, oh God, Jesus. It is you that we can depend upon. You order our steps, oh God. You order our thoughts, oh God. You order our direction, oh God. Jesus, thank you, the Lord, in each and every day. Each and every day is guided by you, is protected by you, is watched by you, Jehovah God. You keep us, oh God, in a special way. You keep us, oh God, my Savior, my Lord. You know our needs even before we ask of them, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You know the challenges that we go through, oh God. You know the difficulties that we go through, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You know the difficulties, the challenges, oh God, Jesus. Oh God, you're a God of mercy. You're a God of mercy. You bring forth truth, oh God. You bring forth truth, oh God. You bring forth truth. You desire truth in the inner parts, oh God. In the inward parts, oh God. Indeed, I come before you. Ask the Lord, just sanctify me. Purify me by your blood, oh God. Any thoughts that are not of you, oh God. Any actions that I have done that are contrary to your will, oh God. Any failure to understand, failure to apply faith, oh God, in my life. I pray that, Lord, you grant me your mercy, oh God. Grant me your grace, oh God. Grant me your understanding, oh God. Grant me your vision, oh God. Give me your grace, oh God. I commit myself before you. I commit the day ahead. I commit everything that concerns me. I commit my family. I thank you for my daughter. I thank you for her healing, oh God. Thank you that, Lord, you are the healer. You are the healer. And we rebuke every form of sickness, every form of malaria, every form of whatever attack of the enemy. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that, Lord, you are a God that heals. You are a God that restores. You are a God that covers. You are a God that shelters. You are a God that is in control. You are a God that is faithful, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Oh my God, you lead us. You guide us. You watch over us. You protect us. You are our shield. You are our portion. You are our all in all. Shiri baya karabu togo ba sadi di di baya karabu togo ba kasende di 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 ba makashe di 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 karabu togo ba kashe di 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 karabu togo ba koba kasende di 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 ayam baraba taka baya karaba taka bo she da 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 karaba ya karabu togo ba kasende di di di. Oh precious Lord, you are mighty, oh God. You are the one that brings total, complete and total restoration, oh God. I thank you for that old person who is unwell this morning. Thank you for your mean, oh God. I come commit your healing, complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. We rebuke sickness this morning. Whatever sickness or pervades, oh God, that is someone who is still sick, oh God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every evil spirit, oh God, that is connected to the sickness, oh God. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you set your children free, oh God. You set your children free, oh God. You set your children free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know the needs of your people, oh God. You know the needs of Lurid, oh God. You know the needs of Lord God. I pray for your healing. I pray for your touch. I pray for your grace, oh God. I pray for your encouragement, oh God. The Lord, you have never failed. My God, you're able to intervene in whatever situation, oh God, in whatever family situation, oh God. Thank you indeed for the nations. Thank you for the nation of Kenya, oh God. Thank you for the revival that you're pouring it out, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Thank you for the healing of the nation. Thank you for the healing of the leaders. Thank you for the healing of the economy. Thank you for the healing of the pastors, oh God. And thank you for the churches and the congregations and the online followership, oh God, who are going to be healed as a process of what you have done, as a process of what you are doing, my Father, my God, as a process of what you're working on, oh God. We know it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by your spirit, oh God. It is by your doing, Jehovah God. It is by your grace, oh God. It is by what you have planned and purposed to do, oh God. In everything we give thanks, oh God. We give thanks that you have never failed. We give thanks that you are in control. We give thanks that, Lord, you are faithful to do that which concerns our lives, oh God. We give thanks that, Lord, you are our Father. You are our guide. You are our all in all. You are the King of Kings.
This AI technology
And the Lord of Lords Jesus, oh God, we look unto you, Jehovah God, we look unto you, Shiribata Karabotoko Bakasha, da di dedica, Rebotoko Bakasha, da Karabotoko Bakasha, di Korabatakasha, di we look unto you, King of Kings, me the Kandi, di Karabotoko Bakasha, di oh God, you guide us, oh God, you guide us, oh God, you guide us, oh God, you pour out your love, you pour out your grace, oh God, in you we find mercy. Oh Jesus Christ, you are on the throne. What can we do without you, God of God, Jesus? What can we do without your presence, oh God? What can we do without your divine power, oh God, Jesus? Indeed, we worship you. You're calling us deeper. You're calling us deeper to that place of understanding, to that place of truth, oh God, to that place of favor, to that place of grace, oh God of God, Jesus. You're calling us to that place of understanding. You've given us understanding of your word, of your spirit, oh God, that we need. You have anointed us, oh God. The anointing is upon us, the anointing is within us, the anointing is with us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Oh, that anointing, oh, that teaching, oh God, the teacher is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, oh God, oh God, Jesus, coming from the Father, oh God, you are the revealer of all truth, the revealer of all majesty, revealer of all the secrets, revealer of all the deep things of God, oh God. You have your plan, you have your purpose, oh God. And you see, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And Father, I thank you this morning, oh God, this week, oh God, as we start to study the person of the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Jehovah God, that you shall reveal yourself, Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome to teach. You're welcome to reveal yourself, oh God. You're welcome to expose your purposes, oh God. You're welcome to expose your secrets, oh God. You're welcome, oh God, to meet us, oh God, to make a way, oh God, to make a distinction in your doing, to make a distinction in your work, oh God, oh God, Jesus, that we may understand what you're doing, to understand the things that are freely given, oh God, freely given of God, freely given of God, freely given of God. You're the God that indeed is mighty, Marathi. Thank you for China. Thank you for the gospel in China. Oh God, you are doing a new thing in that land, oh God. You're doing a new thing in the nation of China. You're raising up vessels, you're raising up servants, oh God. You're raising up your servants, oh God. You're teaching them your ways, you're teaching them your truth, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You're made a way where there is no way, oh God. You're breaking barriers of darkness, you're breaking barriers of the enemy, you're breaking both forces of darkness, oh God. We are breaking, oh God. You are breaking the iron cutting, all hindrances to the preaching of your word to the world. 1 billion people. You have a divine purpose in eternity, oh God. You have a divine purpose indeed for the world, oh God. And the Chinese are included. The East is included, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Indeed, the East knew you once, oh God. They knew you once, oh God. But they were confused. I mean, the ravenous wolves came in, oh God, oh God, Jesus. But Father, you are bringing restoration, oh God. You're sending forth new missionaries, oh God. You're sending forth new people, oh God. New people who understand the language. New people who understand the mission. direction, new people who understand the direction, new people who understand the vision of God. I thank you even for this land of God. Thank you for your raising up leaders of God. Thank you for Bangladesh of God. You're raising up your sons over this land of God. Sons who understand you, sons who have known you, sons who have walked with you, O God. Sons who will be movers and shakers in this land of God. Sons who shall preach the word of God boldly, O God, with signs, miracles, and wonders. I thank you for the anointing that you're doing, O God, for the empowering that you're doing, for the teaching that you're doing, for the preparation phase that you are doing, O God. I thank you for South Sudan. Thank you for the preparation that you are doing, O God. We thank you for the leaders, O God. We thank you for indeed the churches, O God. We thank you for the freedom of the gospel, O God. We thank you that, Lord, you are the preserver of life. You're the one that keeps the nation in perfect peace and harmony, O God. It is not of man. It is not of man, but it is you that does it, O God. You walk through men, O God. And Father, I thank you that you're maintaining the intricacies of the nation, O God. You're maintaining the knife edge situation of the nation, O God. You're able to bring peace at each and every moment. You have kept peace, O God. You have given us a nation, O God, and you save at the time. Men from every tongue and tribe and nation and kindred shall stand before you. And I thank you that South Sudan shall stand to be counted as a nation of its own, O God. I thank you, Jehovah God, that, Lord, you shall make a difference, O God. You shall make a difference, O God, in the economy, O God. You're healing the economies of nations, O God. You're healing the economy of South Sudan, O God. You're healing the economy of Kenya, O God. You're healing the economy of Bangladesh, O God, O God's children. O God, indeed the poor are suffering, O God. There's so much distinction between the rich and the poor. Show your mercy. Release your power. Release your power. Release your power. Oh Jesus, you are God. Jesus, you are God. Jesus, you are God. Ribatikanta da Jesus, you are God. Jesus, you are God. There is no one else like you, God. Precious Savior, there is no one else like you, God. I worship you, God. I lift up your holy name. I magnify you, Lord. I glorify you, Lord. I hold up a ticket. I put you. Thank you, Jehovah God. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, God of God's Jesus. Thank you that we can cry out to you, O God. Thank you that we can cry out to your presence, O God. Thank you that we can cry out to your goodness, O God. Thank you that, Lord, we can hear from you, O God. Thank you that you are a faithful Father, O God. You are a faithful Father, O God. You are a faithful King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus. You are faithful. Ambata Rabutu deep calls unto deep in the roar of the waterfall, in the roar of your waterfall, deep calls unto deep. Shiri batakarabo tukubasha da 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 amba kubakasha da 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 amba karabo tukabakabakasha da 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 ka amba karabo tukabakabakasha da da karabo tukubakasha da 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 da. Deep calls unto deep. You call us indeed to the deeper water. Shiri batakarabo tukabakasha da 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 da. You call us to the place of worship, to the place of adoration, to the place of exaltation, O God. You call us, O God. You call us for the God of God's Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. You have never abandoned us. You've never abandoned us. You've never abandoned us. We are never alone, oh God. Your spirit is always with us, oh God. Your spirit is always with us. Shidi bidi karabata kashi di 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 karab. Ora bata karabata kubakashi di 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 di. Ambata da 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 karabata kubakashi di 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 karabata kubakashi di 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 karabata kubakashi di 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 karabata kubakashi di. Kurabata di 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 karabata kubakashi di 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 karabata kubakashi di di di. Thank you, Lord. Rimbo said it, the Karabu to go back, the Karabu to go back, the Ambo Toto Hosoto Koboko Bakashi, the Baya Karabu to go back, the Ambati, the Karabu to go back, the Me Karabu to Kabashi, the Karabu to go back, the Karabu to go back, the Oh Sati, the Oh Sada, the Karabu to go back, the Karabu to go back. Kashi de karabu tuko bakashi reka da karabu tuko bakashi de karata da makarabu tuko bushi de karabu tuko bushi de karabu tuko bakashi de karabu tuko bakashi de reka da gara karakaba bakashi de karabu tuko bushi de reka riba tuko bushi de reba tuko bakashi de karabu tuko bakashi de karabu tuko bakashi de reba tuko Kabash Rebo togo bakashi da rembo kubashi da imbaka bakasi da bashi da. Oh my God, you are our beloved. Rimba tidi da bashi da. My beloved is the most beautiful. Shiri mana karabo togo bakasi da among thousands and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. Shiri mara togo ba ambaya karabo togo bahasa da aya rabo togo bahasa da kanda da karabo togo bakasa da moko bahasa da bahasa da miya karabo togo bahasa da karabo togo bahasa. Oh precious Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit, oh God, you are welcome this morning, oh God, you are welcome this morning, oh God. I welcome you. Take the preeminence, oh God, take the preeminence in my life. Take the driving seat in my life. Take the driving seat in my life, oh God. Take the driving seat in my tongue, oh God. Take the driving seat to teach us this morning, to teach us your ways, to teach us your truth, oh God. To teach us the secrets, the deep things of God, oh God, Jesus. Oh God, without you, we know nothing, oh God. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. I bless your name, oh God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to hear from you, oh God. We do not take it for granted. We know that you are on the throne. Blessed Redeemer, speak to us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Holy Spirit, speak to us, oh God. I'm just a vessel that you can use. I'm just a mouthpiece that you can use, oh God. I worship you, God. I adore you and I magnify you, Lord. Blessed Redeemer, be exalted. Be magnified and be lifted up on high. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I know. Amen. We thank God. I just want us to start so that we can have some good time at the end to reflect and also to have some discussion, because I think as we're learning of the Holy Spirit, I think He is the one person that is given to the church. He is God with us. He is God without limit. He is God without location. He is God without, you know, he has all the attributes of God. And, you know, the Bible tells us that no one knows a man's thoughts except the man's spirit. And likewise, no one knows the thoughts of God. And I want us to just maybe look at that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we are going to start learning about the Holy Spirit. And I say that this week, God willing, we'll keep learning about Him. And I want us to just today understand His role, or rather his position in the Trinity, his position in the place in God, and his position and his nature and who he is. Then I believe tomorrow we'll find a way to look at what is his role in creation, or we'll also, if not yesterday, tomorrow we'll also look at his work in the world. What does he do in the world? What does he do to unbelievers? You know, what does he do to with regard to the world? Then what is his work? What was his work in Christ, in Jesus, when Jesus was on the earth? And I think we did a bit of that when we looked at the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What was his work? But then also we have to see what was his work in redemption. You know, in raising up Jesus from the dead, what is his work, you know? And then after that, after he raises up Christ from the dead, then we also have to learn what was his work after Jesus' resurrection? What was his work in the ascension? What is his work in the life of the believers after, in this time? And you know, one thing that you must learn is that if the examiner has changed and you don't learn the new teacher, you'll fail the exam. I remember there was a course I did, I think it was immunology, and we had this wonderful professor who everyone knew how his exams were, because he would always repeat the questions and all you just needed to do was just to revise his past papers and you've passed. So there was a way in my mind I never really bothered with reading that course, because I knew it automatically that I will pass, because I will just revise the exams. But then we got a new teacher. And this guy was young. He had just come from the UK, and he was teaching us very, very, very interesting. You know, like he had the new understanding, new ideas, new discoveries in medicine, new discoveries in immunology, in cytokines, in all those, you know, enzymes and all those things. And those are the things that he was teaching us. And for me, I was like, my head cannot understand it. I'll just revise the past papers and pass the exam. Lo and behold, who set the final exam? It wasn't the old professor. It was the young guy. And each question was linked to the other. So if you don't pass part A, and you don't even know it, part B, the part A has 2 marks, which you're supposed to identify. Part B has like 8 marks, which is linked to part A. Part C is also linked to what you wrote in part B. And then part C and D are the same, linked to that. So one question, and I think the paper had like 4 essays. And I can assure you, I started laughing at myself and laughing. Not just, I wanted to cry, but there was nothing I could do about crying, because clearly I saw I was failing. I could see the paper and I knew I failed. Because for sure I don't know, and I never prepared what the new lecturer was teaching. And you see, that is how many believers operate. And actually, that was I think, if I look back, that was my first supplementary. And I don't think I've ever gotten a supplementary since. But that was the first time when I felt like I was given a supplementary in my life, and it really broke me. But I could see it in the exam. And I laughed, I cried, I laughed. I just knew, man, I'm done. I am finished in this course. And I was like, you know what? I need to wake up. I need to do something. I need to do something. And when I was given the period to redo the exam, I really decided to now understand it and to understand the new teacher. And when I understood the teacher, then I was able to pass the exam. And it was a learning point. And likewise, we believers are not reading the Bible. We are not reading to understand who Jesus has given us. We don't know the Holy Spirit. We don't know the teacher that has been sent to us. We don't understand that right now the mode of operation has changed. And so if we have not taken our time to understand who is the Holy Spirit, we will miss out on so much that God has prepared and so much that God has in store for us as believers in our time, in our dispensation, in our season. Because we can see there were seasons of how God operated, or dispensations, or aeons, or whatever name you want to call it. We can see in the Old Testament, there's a way that God, the Father, is the one that was revealing himself, the Creator. You know, God was at work. And then we see how the Holy Spirit worked in the Old Testament, how he will just come upon on specific people. You know, on specific people will be given the Holy Spirit. And then we see how he came and rested on Jesus. And he dwelt in Jesus, and he worked in Jesus. And then now Jesus, as he leaves, he tells us, allow me to go, because if I do not go, the counselor, the comforter will not come, the advocate. In Greek, the word is the parakletos. That means the one that walks alongside you will not come. So we have been given God. God has given us himself to walk alongside with us. And he walks alongside with us, whether we know it, whether we don't know it, whether we acknowledge him, whether we don't acknowledge him. He walks alongside with us. He is both alongside us, he is also inside us. He is the one that gives us birth. But I want us to just look at something small about him from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we'll start from verse six. Okay, maybe let me just say from verse one. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. So this is Paul writing to the Corinthian churches, and he says, verse 2, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Just to emphasize here, the preaching of Paul was Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that we see is the content of the preaching of the apostles. They preached Jesus and him crucified. It's not, we are not supposed to be preaching the clothes we have. We are not supposed to be preaching the cars we have. We are not supposed to be preaching the mansions that we have. But we are just supposed to focus on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Verse 3, I came to you in weakness and fear and trembling, and with much trembling. Verse 4, my message and preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Now, I want us to look at those two verses. Paul tells us that when he preached the Corinthian church, his focus was not on eloquence. And in fact, even there's a portion where he describes himself that he says that people have said, my letters are weighty, but my bodily presence is weak, that I am feeble. That means Paul, if you saw Paul, he must have been a very slender, thin, short, even my thinking is, my image is even a bald-headed man. Very short man who is just not as strong or as powerful as people think. You know, nowadays we have men of God. You know, you will expect to see, when they will get the letters, they will think, man, this must be a powerful guy. That's why they say these letters are weighty. Because his gift, the gift that God gave him, was in his revelations and in his writing and in the demonstration of the Spirit's power. So he said that when he preached, his focus was not on wisdom or on persuasive words. When he preached the Corinthian words, not that Paul was not wise, not that Paul was not persuasive. Paul is actually very persuasive. For someone to be arguing with people for 3 years daily in Ephesus, he would daily argue, reason with them. That is someone who was convinced and persuasive. But you see, how he chose to approach the Corinthian church is that he was not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power. If we know English, we see that it was not demonstration of the power belongs to the Spirit. It is the Spirit's power. So it is the Holy Spirit who owns the power. So demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Look, if you look at the same statement, it tells you that the Spirit power is the same as God's power. So what we can see is that the Holy Spirit is God. And that's what I want us to understand. He is God. That's why when we say the Trinity, we say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples, baptize the disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we can see that the Holy Spirit is not inferior to God the Father. He's not inferior to God the Son. He is God in equal measure, but in the economy. The word there is the economy, in how they have chosen to relate. He is presented to us as the third person of the Trinity. He's the third person of the Godhead. So we don't start with God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, then God the Son. We are clearly told it's in the name of the Father. The Father means source, means pater, means the originator. Because now we see the Son is the image of the Father, is the expressed image of the Father. The Son we described yesterday is the God becoming flesh. So he is the God, the Word that became flesh. But then there is a Spirit who comes out from the Father, who proceeds from the Father. And the Spirit is the one who fills the entire universe. The Spirit of God fills the entire universe. The Holy Spirit, you know, David in Psalms 139, he says that, where can I flee from your presence? Where can I flee from your Spirit? If I go to the highest mountain, you are there. If I make my bed in the deepest seas, you are there. If I go to the oceans, if I go to hell, if I go anywhere, he cannot flee from God's Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one that even before creation, you can remember in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that the earth, in the beginning, the earth was formless and void, and it was surrounded by waters, and the Spirit of God was brooding over the waters, was hovering over the water. So the Holy Spirit has been hovering, and he hovers over every situation. And then God said, So God the Father spoke, and when he spoke, who is the Word? When he spoke, it is the Word. Who is the Word? The Word is Jesus. So we see even in the beginning of Genesis, the Father is present. He speaks. When he speaks, who moves? It is the Word. The Word is the one that creates. Remember, everything was created and sustained by the power of his Word. And who is the Word? The Word is Jesus. The Word becoming flesh is Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 1. And who was there hovering before that happened? It is the Holy Spirit. So we see there's a principle that the Holy Spirit is the one that fills up the universe. He is the one that creates the environment for the Word to work. He is the creator. He is in creation. So, and what we can see that he is God. So that's what I want you to understand, that his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is not a power, is not an influence. The Spirit's power. Many times people think of the Holy Spirit as a power, as a force, as a wind, and they miss him. They go after the effect of the Holy Spirit instead of the person himself. So, now verse 6. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature. That means Paul initially was saying, I did not preach with persuasive words and words of wisdom. And for sure, when you're preaching to the gospel, you're not focused on all the tough words of theology. You're not going into doctrine, you know, into try. It is just the simplicity of the gospel. Jesus died for your sins. Believe it, come for salvation and receive salvation. Receive your healing, receive your miracle, receive your life being changed. But you see, he says in verse 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature. Like now what we are going through, we are learning the wisdom of the mature. We are learning the tongue of the mature. There's a message of wisdom. There is a class that we are going through. There's an understanding of God that we are having right now. And he says, we do speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. Verse 8, none of the rulers of this world, of this age, understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Jesus is basically telling us that Satan and the rulers of this world and the dominions and the princes are not all-knowing. They are not omniscient. They don't know everything. They lack wisdom. Yes, they have some form of knowledge, some form of hidden wisdom and wicked wisdom, but they don't have the truth of God. Because honestly, if the devil knew that crucifying Jesus would have redeemed mankind, he will never have allowed Jesus to be killed. He would just have said, leave that man, let him teach, let him grow old, let him die. If the devil knew, he would not have touched Jesus at all. But because his job is to steal, kill, and destroy, and because he is not God, he does not know everything about God. He does not know even what he knows is so limited. And that is why at times he has to wait to hear from you what is God doing. He has to wait to hear from you what is God telling you. Then he knows, okay, now let me wait for this guy and focus him. So it says, verse 9, however it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 10, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, and what we are saying, verse 10, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. That means that the person of the Holy Spirit is the revelator. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of the mysteries,
is a revealer of the things of God. Let us continue reading. It says, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Verse 11, for who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Let me just stop there for a moment. What do we understand? That God, the Bible is telling us that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for them who love Him. And so there is something that God has prepared for your life. There is something that God has prepared for this nation, for your nation. There is something that God has prepared for your family, for your children. There is something that God has prepared for your position in work, for your position in ministry, for what you will accomplish in your life. And no eye has seen, no ears had, no mind has even imagined it. But the Bible says, but God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is a revealer of the mysteries of life, is the revealer of the mysteries of the deep things of God. He searches all things. Look at that, even the deep things of God. That means that there are things about God that we might not understand, that we might never even understand. There are things about God that might even be beyond what we know, what is the content of our doctrine as we understand it. But there are deep things of God which are only excavated, they are only revealed by the Spirit of God. Because no one knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man. Right now, even as I am speaking, maybe someone is listening and is saying, why is this man wasting his time? Does he have nothing to do every morning than to disturb us with his messages? That, and yet someone might be clapping and saying, yes, but it is only the man's spirit that knows what he is doing, because that is the deep things of man. Likewise, in a man, in the Spirit of God, there are deep things of God. That means there are things which are called secrets, the secrets of God. But God has said, the secret of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord is with those who fear Him. God is a God that desires to, He loves to hide Himself. He loves to hide things in mysteries. And so unless you get closer to Him, He will not reveal His secrets. That means he's a keeper of secrets. There are things that he will tell you when you are closer to Him. There are things that are for friends. It's just like there are things that you don't tell the public. There is a thing that is only between you and your wife. Thus, that means because you are intimate. But even among that, there are things that also are still for yourself. That means there are deep things, there are depths. Even your mother does not know that. Now that tells you, there are people who know God at face value. There are people who know about God because they have been told about God. And Job even got to the point where he said, I used to hear about you. Job, in all his holiness, in all his righteousness, it was all he was told about God. But then in Job chapter 42 from verse 10, he says, I used to hear about you, but now my eyes have seen you. That means that there is a point where we move from just the knowing about to the knowing of whom? To the knowing Him. And that is the place that God is calling us deeper in the walk with the Holy Spirit. That's why when He says deep calls unto deep in the roar of your waterfall, that means there is a depth that God calls us, and He calls for depth in men to know Him. And that is why you will see someone, nowadays in the past we used to say, this guy is so spirit. This guy is spiritual, eh? But nowadays you say that guy is deep, man, deep. Eh? It's because he's got so much in him. Like it's like a never-ending well. Why is it deep? Because he has encountered the deep God. He has encountered the deep Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has revealed the depths of God. And because of the intimacy guarantees the depth and the revelation of God. There are deep things. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, it says that the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things revealed are for us and our children. That means that there are deep things which the Israelites, according to the law, they could not know. They could only work with the revealed things, which was the law. But for us, we not only have the deep things, we are, the Holy Spirit is telling us that he is able to reveal the depths of God. That's why there are certain men of God who will teach and you'll be like, where did you hear that? Where did you know that? But my spirit agrees with what you're preaching, even though I can't see it. Why? Because he's communicating from the depths of God, and the Spirit of God in you will bear witness with the Spirit of God that whatever he's speaking is not a lie. It is the truth. So the Spirit of God is a witness bearer. He is a revelator. Let me continue. Verse 12. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. Can you imagine? The reason people are suffering is because they don't know the things that God has freely given us. God has freely, without sweat, without our human effort, without our over-confession, without our giving, without our sowing, without all those things that we do as human beings to think that will earn us the love of God. There are things that God has freely, freely given us. It is only the Holy Spirit who helps us to understand. I want to just finish by reading. You will continue reading. It says that this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit. I think that we'll have a day to teach on that. The words taught by the Spirit, the wisdom of the Spirit. And then the man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. Anyway, let me just stop there. My brothers, you're welcome. I think today we've looked at the Holy Spirit as the revelator. Yeah, as the revealer of the deep things. Yeah, so I think that I feel to me that was our main message. He's revealing. Yeah. So if you have a reflection or a question on it, you're welcome. Amen.
Thank you, Timana, for that. We blessed with the Spirit of our Father and all the things in the spiritual places. In the spiritual, it's a good reminder. I think between today and yesterday and today, you have helped me understand. You remember yesterday in you about whether it is both the Holy Spirit, Jesus, who dwell in man, and I think it's clear now that one, it's just that he reveals himself in three different dimensions, and it's good to know that having the Spirit within us gives us an ability, of insight and understanding of the deep things of the Lord. I think it's one of those things that also calls for the need to continue asking for the voice and that manifestation of the Spirit to be strongly manifested in us, in way speaking, you know, and the voices that we hear, you know, in the subconscious mind, in the conscious mind. I think it's good to be conscious about that, to know that, okay, alone, but I'm with the Spirit, and the Spirit provides guidance, opens my eyes to things that are not seen by, you know, the layman's eyes and all that. So thank you, Lord. I will listen more and more and try to comprehend it to its fullness. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so if you have anything to add, I mean, you can come in.
Thank you. Today is okay. Later. Oh. You know that I think that you'll continue the series of lecture on.
Yes. We'll keep learning on the Holy Spirit.
No worries.
We'll continue. And please, I'll encourage you. I mean, whatever channel you're following, just follow YouTube, or you know, Telegram. Just find it and just keep on it. And I just want to just reflect on that, and even just what you said, that we really need to know who is with us, so that we don't miss out. We don't miss out on everything that, you know, everything that God has prepared, God has offered to give us. God has offered to give us freely. And I pray that, and I believe that He will open our eyes to understand Him, to know Him, to walk with Him, so that you'll understand what it says, those who are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, are the sons of God. Those who are led. Ah, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your message this morning. Thank you, Father, that Lord, you sent forth your Son to die for us. And you have sent forth the Holy Spirit, your Spirit, O God, to walk with us, that we can know the things that are freely given us, to know the things, the deep things of God, the thoughts of God, that we are able to have understanding of the depths of God. You have not called us to know the depths of Satan, but you have called us to know the depths of God. And I pray that your people shall be taught of you, God. Taught by you, because you say we have an unction within us. We have the Holy Spirit within us who teaches us all things, and we know all things. And I thank you that there is understanding in my brothers, there is understanding in my sisters, there is understanding in my listeners. The Lord, your voice is getting louder and louder. Your communication to us is getting louder and louder. And that we shall know your voice, and we shall be led of you. Help us to obey you, Holy Spirit, that we walk the Christian journey that you have called us, Paracletos, the one who walks alongside. Heavenly Father, we glorify your name. Thank you for glorifying Jesus and for revealing him to us and bearing witness to him. Thank you. Thank you that, Lord, you're the one that speaks through us and to us and for us. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed morning, and let's meet again tomorrow at the same time. Bye-bye.